From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11 as he returns to the theme of bearing the unbearable through faith. According to the passage beginning in verse 35, many unnamed heroes of faith chose cruel torture and martyrdom in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. It was their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that enabled Christians of the past to suffer as they did. Their gaze was beyond the temporary pleasures of this world. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, it is that same sight of the unchanging Christ that gives believers in this day the power to endure whatever God may see fit to bring into their lives, whether persecution or personal troubles. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of this second message entitled, Bearing the Unbearable Through Faith in Christ. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our text for this morning is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 24. The Lord our God hath showed us His glory. God's great design in all His works is the manifestation of His own glory. Any aim less than this were unworthy of Himself. But how shall the glory of God be manifested to such fallen creatures as we are? Man's eye is not single. He has ever a side glance towards his own honor, has too high an estimate of his own powers, and so is not qualified to behold the glory of the Lord. It is clear, then, that self must stand out of the way, that there may be room for God to be exalted. And this is the reason why He brings the people of God oft-times into straits and difficulties, that being made conscious of their own folly and weakness, they may be fitted to behold the majesty of God when He comes forth to work their deliverance. He whose life is one even and smooth path will see but little of the glory of the Lord, for he has few occasions of self-emptying, and hence but little fitness for being filled with the revelation of God. They who navigate little streams and shallow creeks know but little of the God of tempests, but they who do business in great waters, these see His wonders in the deep. Among the huge Atlantic waves of bereavement, poverty, temptation, and reproach, we learn the power of Jehovah, because we feel the littleness of man. Thank God, then, if you have been led by a rough road. It is this which has given you your experience of God's greatness and loving kindness. Your troubles have enriched you with a wealth of knowledge, to be gained by no other means. Your trials have been the cleft of the rock in which Jehovah has set you, as He did His servant Moses, that you might behold His glory as it passed by. Praise God that you have not been left to the darkness and ignorance which continued prosperity might have involved, but that in the great fight of affliction you have been capacitated for the outshinings of His glory in His wonderful dealings with you.
Oh,
often have you passed a church displaying a sign which reads, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet, how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have even the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost, but down through the centuries there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved, times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the late 1940s and early 50s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not because of his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of Duncan Campbell's own account of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. There is also a CD containing the personal testimonies of people who were saved during those revival times. Either CD is $5, or you may obtain both for $8, which includes postage and handling. To obtain your own copy, simply send a check for either or both CDs to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may make your check out to Let the Bible Speak. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
We're turning this morning to Hebrews chapter 11, reading once more the last few verses, verse 35 to the end of the chapter, breaking into the middle of verse 35. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to these by now familiar verses from his own precious word for his name's sake. We return to think of the words of verse 35 through to the end of verse 38. You may well remember the general outline of this last section of Hebrews 11. We find that starting in verse 33, Paul is talking about people achieving the impossible through faith. Then from verse 35, where we started reading this morning, through to the end of verse 38, the whole tenor changes. Instead of great deeds, it's great suffering. And he's now talking about bearing the unbearable through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week we looked at these verses and simply sketched in the historical background, the allusions that Paul was making when he talked about people who had made the decision to be tortured and refused deliverance in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others who had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. We simply painted in the general background of the people to whom the apostle was referring. And I trust that we were able to learn something for our own particular situations and our own edification as we thought of the grace of God in the lives of those outstanding examples of men and women who were living by faith in their Redeemer. But having looked generally at the allusions that the apostle is here making, I want us now just to sum up this section with some very, very simple but far-reaching observations. We have termed all our studies in Hebrews 11 the exploits of faith. The great list of men and women named and referred to here is normally titled by preachers and commentators, the heroes of faith. That's a very good description of these people. Now, heroes are supposed to be people who provoke us to emulate their heroic exploits. Very often that actually does come to pass. But too often, when we get into the Christian church, we find that God's people admire these great heroes of the faith, but they admire them from a distance. In other words, they set them up on pedestals as being somewhat more than human, certainly somewhat more than ordinary. And though we admire what these people have done and endured for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and their faith in him, we reach the decision Well, we cannot do the same things. These people are people who did the impossible. We can't do the impossible. These people were people who bore burdens that, humanly speaking, were unbearable. Well, we're just ordinary people, and we cannot bear the unbearable. I could never do the things that these people do. Now, very often when you have sermons upon the great characters of Scripture, it is such a eulogizing of the character that the ordinary man and woman sitting listening goes away depressed, discouraged, disheartened, and they say, isn't it great that there once were people who could live up to that level, but it's a tragedy that I just can't live on that plane. Something wrong with that kind of preaching, because when you get into the reality of God's Word, you find these people were just people. You get even a man like Elijah, one of the greatest prayer warriors the world has ever seen, one of the greatest prophets God ever put upon the earth, the prophet of fire. And yet the Scripture goes out of its way to say Elijah was a man of like passions as we are. But he prayed. Of course, therein lies the difference between Elijah and a lot of people who simply throw up their hands and say, I could not be Elijah. When we come to these people who were bearing the unbearable, suffering for their faith in their Redeemer, I want us today to go beyond the suffering of the martyrs. Now, I am going to touch on that again, but I want us to go beyond that. I want you to think of something that pain is pain, whatever its cause. Now you think a little further in that. The man who suffers as he lies on a deathbed in great agony, say from terminal cancer, where every brushing movement of even a cotton sheet is unspeakable agony to him, that man suffers just as truly, just as acutely as many of the martyrs of Jesus Christ. Now, I realize the background may be different, and there is a voluntary aspect to the martyr's suffering. He is choosing to suffer. Whereas if you and I get terribly sick and suffer great agony, there is not much personal choice in it. But apart from that, and according to the attitude that is adopted to the suffering, even that may not be such a vast difference. Because you can embrace your cross instead of kicking against it. You can embrace your cross because it's given to make you more like Christ. But apart from that one difference, the pain is just the same. I have mentioned to you before my last visit with a young man, died at the age of just over 30. It was a good friend of mine back in Northern Ireland. I was talking to Dr. Gingery about him just a week or so ago. He was blessed with one of the most beautiful natural singing voices it's ever been my pleasure to hear. A big fella, over 6 feet tall, well-made, athletic-looking, strong. When I last saw Roy, he was just a skeleton, with a film of skin over the frame, with his great body shrunken, the strong arms no thicker than my two fingers, gasping for breath in unspeakable and horrible pain. I couldn't spend more than 3 minutes with him. He couldn't sustain a conversation for any longer. I saw that face light up and that voice tremblingly say, I'm still trusting in Christ and I still love the Lord and I'm still looking to the Lord. I saw a man in great suffering who was just as truly suffering by faith in Jesus Christ as the martyr at the stake who would not sell his faith under the intense pressure and suffering of the fire. You and I are not normally called upon to be martyrs. If and when we are, we trust in God to give us the grace that is necessary for that burden. But you and I are called upon to follow in the feet of the man of in the footsteps of the man of sorrows. You and I are called upon to bear mental, spiritual, and physical anguish. The great thing that the suffering of these heroes of the faith who bore the unbearable through faith, the great thing that their suffering does for us, as it's recorded here, is to encourage us. Whatever our cross, whatever our burden, to bear it looking unto Jesus, to have our faith fixed upon Him who is our Redeemer and who purchased us with His blood, so that come what may, though the billows and the waves of adversity would sweep over our soul, yet the anchor of faith will not drift or shift, but that we will constantly remain faithful to Jesus Christ. I want you to go from this meeting today encouraged, if you are a Christian, that whatever your burdens may be, you can bear any burden that the Lord in His sovereign will places upon you, if you will look by faith to Christ. The gaze of faith can penetrate any darkness, and it will bring you in personal contact, in living fellowship, with the God of heaven on His eternal throne. I want us, therefore, to return to the idea of bearing the unbearable through faith.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.